are the 1, 2, 3
SAR Losers!
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
What's up? I'm Eddie. I know the least about sports, but I'm your average sports watcher, your sports fan. I just don't know the who's who's or the what's what's.
What's up, you guys? I'm Ray. I'm from the North. I like to watch ice fishing. I don't necessarily go ice fishing. I enjoy wrestling, football. I'm an alpha male. If you go to a bar and a guy's shotgunning a beer, it's most likely me because I'm a Yankee.
Do they have any ice fishing shows?
They have to. Dude, they capitalize on everything.
How do you watch it?
And you when up north, you just go to a lake and you can see it all. You go walk out on the lake and watch people. You can walk by their tents.
Hey, you're the dude that walks over like, any luck?
Yeah, exactly.
You're allowed to do that.
Yeah, when you're gambling and the guy walks up to your table.
Any
How's
luck?
It going here? You winning?
Like, you're like, get out of my face.
Don't ask that. That's one thing you don't ask when you're sitting at the blackjack table or whatever, and your friend walks up like, hey, you have any luck? It looks like you're winning. Don't say that.
The jinx.
Yeah, the jinx is real when you walk in and be like, oh, it doesn't look like you're doing too good. Okay, thanks. Like, we had a buddy, Mike, when we were in Vegas, and I would bet something. I don't really like that bet. I wouldn't bet that.
Oh, dude, I hate that.
Really? Why are you going to put negative vibes on my bet already, Mike?
It's not even his money, though, and he's telling Lunchbox, like, I don't like that bet. It's not your money to say.
Yeah, and don't like send that bad juju towards my bet. My bet feels good when I put it down there. Then when you say that, I start going, oh, great. And then it loses, and yes, I'm blaming you.
And when you're fishing and some dude comes up, any luck? It's like, dude, look at me. Does it look like I have a fish anywhere? No, there's no luck. Like, I haven't caught anything all day, not even one bite. My bad. All right, I keep walking.
Dang, I was that guy. I never knew it.
I do that. There's a little pond / lake by my house, and there's people always fishing. I'm walking the dogs and the kid.
That pond.
And I tell them, hey, what time's dinner going to be ready? Is that okay?
That's fine. That's a joke.
That's a joke instead of, are you catching anything?
Yes.
What about at the golf course when the guys come in? Hey, are there any birdies out there?
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a good little joke you say to golfers. Hey, is the course good today? Is it able to get some birdies?
Oh.
And, you know, even though maybe they had a bad day.
Oh, okay.
They'll still get a laugh at it. Oh, yeah, there's some birdies I left out there for you.
But when you go up to like someone and be like, hey, how are you shooting today? Like, do you expect like a good answer or a real answer?
Fun and quick.
Okay. Yes, it's going to be a real answer. Not too. Every answer is always this. Not that great. That's what usually they say.
Yeah, okay. Our joke we always do when we go up there, we check in, we're like, hey, what's the course record here? And they always are just like, don't worry about it.
That's a good one.
You'll never reach it.
And they can look at you and tell that you have no chance of meeting that course record. But yeah, So ice fishing, bad jokes, don't send the bad juju.
Watch out for that bad juju, especially when it comes to gambling, especially when you're in Vegas. And I guess now when you're ice fishing, don't ask them any luck.
All right.
Any luck?
You ready to play the game that's sweeping America?
Come on.
It's called
Would You Rather?
Game on!
All right. Would you rather hang out with Santa Claus or the Tooth Fairy?
I'm going to go with Santa. I'm going to say Santa. I feel like I want to see his magic in action. Like the fact that you think about the whole world, and this dude delivers presents every, like, Christmas. Every house, down the chimney. I want to see that little magic dust he uses. I want to see how the reindeers fly. I want to see how they work in the workshop all year round. Like, I want to see it all.
I got to go Santa as well, because I'm going to bash on Tooth Fairy. Is Tooth Fairy still popular? Do kids still do the Tooth Fairy? Does it last as
long? She's still around. Okay.
She's still around.
Yeah.
Tooth Fairy is still around.
Yeah, I love the Tooth Fairy, but
when's the last time you lost a tooth?
That's the problem. You at a certain age, you stop losing teeth. I don't know what age that
it's
is.
Like 12
and so
or something.
The Tooth Fairy moves on from you. The Tooth Fairy doesn't have time for people that doesn't miss lose teeth. So the Tooth Fairy's not coming to your house anymore, Ray, because you don't lose teeth anymore.
Until you have kids, then the Tooth Fairy will come
back.
Yes.
And I don't think I ever got that much from the Tooth Fairy. I feel like that was the time when my parents were cheap. Maybe we got a dollar. I think we got quarters. And I'm sure now with inflation, kids are getting 20s now, more than that.
Yeah, there was a time in my life when the Tooth Fairy was making some cash.
Wow, really?
Yeah, see, like $5.
Whoa,
I remember one of them.
Whoa.
See, I was getting singles. I remember my dad distinctly would give us quarters.
Oh,
well, excuse me?
Yeah, exactly.
Your dad would? Where was the Tooth Fairy?
No, what I'm saying is there would be that amount of money.
That the Tooth Fairy
yes,
would give.
Yes, yes.
Okay. I would rather hang with the Tooth Fairy because Santa Claus gets all the credit.
What do you mean?
Santa Claus is awesome and delivers presents, but he only comes once a year.
Yeah, that's a busy day.
And I want to fly around with the Tooth Fairy because I want to see how the Tooth Fairy makes it happen. Because kids, they wake up when you go in their room. So I want to know how smart the Tooth Fairy is to be able to get in there, get underneath the pillow, and be able to leave whatever they leave. If they leave candy, some families leave money. I don't know what the Tooth Fairy leaves at certain houses, but my house, it was a half dollar. I got a 50-cent piece, and I thought
always?
It was the... Always. Every tooth was a 50-cent piece, and I thought it was the coolest thing in the world. And I had a little red pillow, and then it had a white heart on it, and that's where you slid the tooth in. And then that's where the Tooth Fairy slid the half dollar in, is inside the white heart.
You were trying to trick the Tooth Fairy then, because, I mean, most kids just put it under the pillow. You had the secret little compartment.
No, I had it was under my pillow. It was another pillow. And it was awesome. Awesome. I still remember
it. You're right, though. Like, Santa doesn't have to mess with the kids' room at all.
Right.
Like, he goes down the chimney in the living room, knocks stuff over. Oh, my bad.
And there's cookies and milk. Like, the Tooth Fairy gets nothing. I feel like the Tooth Fairy gets overlooked. Like, we don't leave treats out for the Tooth Fairy.
Right.
We just say, here, take my tooth that fell out of my kid's mouth.
And then what she or he does with all the teeth, like, that's got to be crazy. Maybe it's the tooth castle that they live in, or, like, what is it? Where do they live? Like, where is the Tooth Fairy, like, storing all these teeth?
That's why I want to hang with the Tooth Fairy. I know about Santa Claus. He lives at the North Pole. He has his elves. He makes some toys. And he flies around one night a year and delivers toys. The Tooth Fairy
But the reindeer fly, dude.
I know, but the Tooth Fairy's always busy. I don't know if the Tooth Fairy ever gets a break and ever gets a night off. It has to be a rough life.
Is Santa always going to be fat? I was just at the mall. He's bigger than ever. Two bills, easy. Yeah. Is there going to be a time when we come to the skinny version of Santa? Santa's got to start losing some weight.
Well, we have been trying to do this whole weight loss thing in America where it says America's getting fatter and we're supposed to be more health conscious. There's a lot healthier restaurants and options. But I think Santa is comfortable the way he is because he's older, so he's not as worried about his fitness.
Because I just saw him, and I literally said to my girlfriend, that guy has been fat for 30 years of my life. He's always been fat, and he's fatter now than ever. I don't know if you guys have been to the mall, your local mall. Watch out. Santa is grayer than ever, bigger than ever, and he looks hungrier than
ever. Well, I think if you're going to be healthy the whole year and like you eat right, whatever, come Christmas time, cookies are everywhere, man. Like,
you can't blame Santa for that.
Like, that's the dude's life. Every house he goes into, these kids are like, we made you cookies.
Milk and cookies. And you can't be rude to the kids and not eat them. He's got to eat them. So that's why he's fat.
And do kids still call him Santa, or do they call him the big fat guy that's literally the fattest guy in the mall?
No,
Santa.
They call him Santa. They call him Santa Claus, Mr. Santa.
Good question.
That was a dumb question, but that's how we play.
Would you rather?
Game on!
Oh boy.
Hey, props to you though, real quick. Like, we tried to play Would You Rather when you weren't here. That's tough to come up with all these Would You Rathers.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah,
I saw your Would You Rather be in high school your whole life or college your whole life.
Yeah, that one was fun because it led to great topics. It's really about what starts an amazing thing to discuss.
But you kind of want two polarizing, like, would you rather this? And I like how sometimes you do, like, they're both really tough. Like, though, they're both like, I don't want to do either.
Exactly.
And that's hard to come up
because
with those.
The ones that where you don't want to do either, it's like, oh, but you got
to
pick one because
that's
the game.
Pick one.
And you feel terrible picking one because it's terrible and awful. But
now settle an argument because I came up with Gatorade or Powerade. Did we already do that one? He said it sounded familiar, and I was like,
dude,
we may have already
I went
done
into
that
my
one.
Answer, and as I was saying my answer, I was like, wow.
Yeah, I think we already did that
okay.
one.
Thank you!
Yeah, maybe.
Now that Ray says
dude,
that,
as I was like,
because
oh,
Ray's
well,
a Powerade
hey,
guy, and I have not
Powerade
listened.
Is cheaper, guys, on the shelves.
Yes,
like,
that's
dude,
right.
Dude, I went into my exact same thing that I said 4 months ago.
Yeah, and I was like, okay, well, let me think of something about Coke or Pepsi. Like, you know what I mean? I didn't have anything good.
Yeah.
It's hard. Props to you, dude.
No, well, thank you. I'm glad that's what I get credit for, is the would you rather.
You drinking already, Coach?
What are you drinking? Some coffee? Coffee
Boys, this is called cold brew, high brew.
Hey, look at that flavor, Mexican vanilla.
Mexican vanilla.
Legit.
So it's like a coffee, but it's cold?
Yeah.
Oh, disgusting.
It's a cheaper version of Starbucks. You go to get that at Starbucks, it's $3 more. I get it for like a dollar.
Good. Or you get it for free from the break room?
No, my chick gets everything. She gets the groceries to the coffees to everything, whatever she has at the house, that's what I go with.
Where do you guys grocery shop? Because you guys live downtown, so you have to drive.
Good question.
It sucks. We're doing the Walmarts and the Krogers, but it's not a
walk.
They're
not near.
I know. You have to. It's a family road trip to every time we want to go to the damn grocery store.
That's crazy.
I know.
And there's never like, hey, on the way home, can you pick up? Because you work downtown anyway. And it's like, you can't. No one's coming in.
You got to go out of your way to go to the grocery store.
And there's a miniature grocery store a block from us.
Oh, that's an expensive one, though.
Prices are double what you'd pay for anything else. You want, say something you want. Maybe you want a beer. Usually a beer.
Just milk. Just get milk.
Oh, milk is usually what, $4? It's about $9 there. Wow. Which, it's double. It's almost like you're shopping in Europe, like overseas for something from America.
That's crazy.
That's why it's a convenience store, because it's convenient, but the prices aren't.
Yeah, that's why they're called convenience stores. Good factoid of the day, dude.
Yeah, because they're convenient.
Convenient for you, yeah. So they can jack up the price.
Oh, boy. Guys, I just want to talk about my favorite person in the whole world. Who's my favorite person in the whole world?
Marshawn Lynch.
Oh, no. His favorite person, he's being sarcastic. Whenever he acts like this, he's being
Urban
sarcastic.
Meyer.
It's Urban Meyer.
Urban Meyer.
He got in two guesses. That's pretty good.
Yeah, dude. I can tell from his face.
So he's going to retire as the coach of Ohio State, but he's going to stay on, and he is going to teach a class on character and leadership. Are you freaking kidding me?
Maybe leadership. But character?
Character.
This is what not to do.
We are going to have Urban Meyer teach the youth of America about leadership and character.
This is great.
Okay, so when your assistant coach is accused of domestic violence, what you do is you cover it up and you hide it, you sweep it under the rug, and that way no one will find out. And then when people ask you about it, you lie to them and you say, I don't know anything about it. And then wait, we're going to do an investigation? Well, actually, yeah, I do know about it. Oh, I lied about some other things. Yeah, I'm going to be suspended 3 games because I lied to you guys. Yeah, that shows great character, and I am one heck of a leader.
When you start to see your team is going to be bad, do you A, retire, B, fight through it and keep going with that team, C, transfer to Florida, transfer to another state and get the hell away from the team? Tell me your answers, and you can also choose D, all the above. Pass your scantrons to the right, please.
I mean, that is just so funny to me that they are going to put him in charge of a class about character and leadership.
That's hilarious.
Like, if I'm a student, I'm signing up for that class just because it has to be the easiest class ever.
For sure, easy credits.
It's going to fill up immediately, though.
It's so packed. And it has to just be such a joke when people see him as a character guy. I'm going to teach you about character. And I want the one student to raise his hand and be like, so.
No, you can't do that.
You can't. You don't think you can go into class and be like, does anybody have any questions?
No.
Yeah, so Urban, why did you think it was a good idea?
Get the hell out of here.
To cover up for Zach Smith. Why did you bail on Florida when you started sucking and cite family reasons for leaving because of your health? And then a year later, take the job at Ohio State.
Hey, Urban, real quick. So you say your heart's bad with football coaching. Why is your heart not bad in this classroom? Should we be worried that you're going to have a heart issue?
Oh, Urban, but you're saying you're having these bad headaches. Are you sure you're going to be able to teach this class and you have memory loss? Are you going to remember I was here today and I took this test?
But you're acting like people in Ohio State don't like Urban Meyer. They love Urban Meyer. You're talking. Yes, you don't. You're not from Ohio State. You don't go to Ohio State. He wasn't your coach. These people love him. The reason he's still sticking around teaching a class is because they love him.
He must also live near the campus. I can't see that dude commuting for 2 hours to teach one class.
That's another question. How much is this guy getting paid?
He doesn't care about that. You know he's not getting paid anything.
He's got to get paid.
Dude, some of my professors were saying until you're tenured, you don't make that much
money. You don't make
money.
That much money until you're tenured.
Yeah, but he's Urban Meyer, though.
I bet
this is his first time teaching.
He's still going to get paid probably his millions of dollars.
He's got to get paid.
He gets paid $1 million to teach one class 2 days a week
and leadership.
Listen, if he's not getting paid, then, I mean, talk about the easiest like worksheets out of a book that he bought at Barnes & Noble. Like, it's going to be like, yeah, here you go. Fill that out.
And then I want one student to be like, they have class presentation, like how to handle a crisis. And I want them to go up here. I got a video
display. Crisis.
Yeah. And then I just want them to play Urban Meyer's, like, weird apology tour where he was just like awful up there going, well,
that's not leadership and character.
Exactly. It's not leadership and character, but this guy is going to teach leadership and character.
To
I mean,
Ohio
this is hilarious.
State.
That is like having Tiger Woods teach a class about marriage. Yes, and about commitment.
Yes, and if Tiger Woods taught a bunch of cheaters this class, they'd be like, yeah, Tiger, you're right. Yeah, you're right.
That's like having Tom Brady teach a class on how to properly inflate tires.
Oh, and it's like having MC Hammer teach a class about financial responsibility. I mean, come on.
That's like Allen Iverson trying to teach a class on using your money frugally and how to use your not blow all your money on clothes and never use them more than once.
It's like Bill Cosby. No, I better not.
Okay. Oh.
I was just trying to go on with it. Okay. But you know what? Like, you got to understand the Ohio State people love him. Love him. Like, he's done no wrong to Buckeye fans.
And you know he's going to miss a lot of those classes. There's going to be student teachers.
Because he's going to have a headache.
They're going to show up. The door's going to be locked with a little paper on it that says, sorry, no class today.
Yeah, Urban Meyer's been suspended for 3 weeks from class. Oh. So sign up for that class if you go to Ohio State. I freaking love it.
That's a big joke, though. It's really funny.
I mean, that is so hilarious. I mean, and the fact that it's about maybe having to teach a football class or a something class.
At least put an algebra title on it or something.
Yeah, the name it, like character and leadership.
History 101.
Yeah, he's going to take character and leadership at Ohio State's Fisher College of Business. Hilarious.
I mean, he probably does have some good leadership skills.
Yeah, I mean, he knows how to lead run a football team.
That'll be good information. But other than that, take the character out of there. So nobody wants to learn
Urban,
his character.
I got a question, Urban. So I'm the CEO of a company after I graduated from Ohio State. And so, like, my right-hand man, he gets in trouble for allegedly hitting his wife. What should I do, Urban? How should I handle that? Well.
There's no chance that'll ever be asked. You know that. No chance.
No,
kids are tired. They rarely ask questions in class anyway.
You don't think one student is going to sign up just to ask a smart ass question and then drop the class?
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Think so?
Yeah, there'll be something, but I bet they're
just first day of class.
No, that would be the time not to.
No. That's when you do it. Let's say you take it with the notion that you're going to drop the class.
Okay. Film it, have your buddy do it. Boom.
Exactly. Go post viral.
It on Barstool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you want to go viral.
Post it on Barstool. That'd be amazing.
Someone has to go into that class and ask these type of questions.
Oh, yeah, Urban, love the class. Absolutely love the class. Hey, man, real quick about you lying all the time and telling media lies.
they're escorting him out while he's still talking.
They got security and everything, dragging him out of there.
Oh, wait. For sure security, right?
Sitting
in the class every day?
There's always a cop in there.
For sure there has to be. I mean, if this dude can't walk on the field to tell the other coach congratulations without two troopers next to him, like there's got to be.
He can't teach a class.
There's no way.
No, I do like that guy on the football field. And sometimes it's not a cop, but it's someone.
Mountie. They're states.
Well, no. Stadies. Well, yeah. But I'm saying there's someone that's walking next to him. And it's not the cop, but always has his hand in the air to let the other coach know where that coach is.
Oh, I never seen that.
Yeah, it's like someone. It's like usually in a black shirt or something. And it's not a cop. The cops are walking around on the peripheral. But then there's someone next to the coach with their hand up so you can see where the coach is. And I think that is so, like, that's your job, is to walk out there and be the hand guy that lets the other guy, and you look for the other hand guy who's doing that it for the other coach so you can meet.
The hand guy cop has got it made. Also, if you're a cop and you get the shift of working the football game, amazing.
No, because my one of my cousins, he married a Houston cop and he used to work the Oilers games.
Yeah.
And he said it sucked because he couldn't watch the game. He had to be facing the crowd. So he's like, it was cool being there, but it sucked because I couldn't actually watch plays.
I hear you on
stuff.
That, but let's go Red Sox. That cop, when they hit the world, whatever it was, a huge home run, there's a cop celebrating. Coach, he had the best seats in the house, and he's known for being the cop that was celebrating.
And he's getting paid.
I was going to say, there's some that face the field. If you watch the game, there are some that face the field. But yes, but like, if you're one of those people that says stadium staff or whatever, and you have to face that sucks. And then you get the players come and take out your legs and you flop out.
Or get hit by a ball and you can't even acknowledge
it. Guys, the Miami Miracle. The stadium staffers didn't even see the Miami Miracle. They're all running into him, and the one guy just started celebrating. The staffer, he didn't even know what happened. They must have won. And he just starts bouncing with the team.
It's so true because they're facing the wrong direction. Sucks. That is terrible. Like a basketball game, you stand up, or a hockey game, you stand up at the top of
and you can watch the whole game.
You watch the whole game until they have a timeout. Then you come down and you kind of interact with the crowd. But before that, you're standing up there at the whatever the heck that thing is called, the
tunnel. You hang out there.
Yes. Yeah, so you get to see the game. Spot. So that would be kind of cool.
Well, and I know people who are staff at these events so they can watch the games for free. That's why they do it. There's a girl that used to work here. She does staff for the Preds games now so she can watch the Predators for free. You just go there and all you do is stand there and watch the game.
I worked for the Spurs and I was a game day crew.
Did you watch the game when you weren't working?
Every time. We got to stand in the tunnel where the visiting team came running off on and off the court. So we stood right behind the basket and watched the entire game every time. So I had free tickets to the games, playoff games. I was there. It was amazing.
Did you were there when like David Robinson was playing?
No.
Sean Elliott?
No. I was there when Tim Duncan, Tony Parker's rookie year, oh, okay. Manu Ginobili.
Steve Kerr?
Nope. Kerr was
already gone by then?
Yeah.
So did you meet all them?
Met them all. I played one-on-one with Tony Parker.
Did you beat him?
No. It was just sort of
like... He got handles.
Can you imagine Lunchbox? He did. Come on. Come on. What you got?
He did do one
Tony,
move.
Tony, I must warn you.
Eve is over there in his miniskirt.
Tony, I must warn you. My arms don't go all the way up. I got this thing with my shoulders.
I hate to tell you, I was the one, the first person
you
to ever
the shot.
Talk about Eva and Tony dating. Because I was there to witness it.
You saw him making out?
No. She went in the locker room after one game, and she was like, I want that guy's number. Like, that's when
she
and
said
I came
that,
back.
I want that guy's number.
I came back on the Bobby Bones show, and I said, guys, just pay attention. Eva Longoria, this is when she was on Desperate Housewives, mm-hmm. and I was like, her and Tony Parker, they're going to be an item.
Well, how much money did you get for that inside info? Zero?
None.
Because TMZ probably scooped you on it.
No.
They scoop everybody.
No, they didn't scoop me. They may have taken my information and used it.
Was TMZ around when you said that?
Probably not.
Hey, but, so Eva asked you to get Tony's
number.
No, excuse me.
You need my number?
Oh, Tony's.
Tony. which Tony?
Another time, when they were dating, she would come to the games, right?
Yeah.
And so we had the games on the court, like Dodge dropping the bucket where there's like five buckets and you shoot these little basketballs.
Or Whataburger.
And the first, yeah, it's Whataburger dropping the bucket. And first one you get, like, Whataburger for a year. Next one you get a big screen TV. And on, there's prizes for the buckets you go.
HEB, $100 gift card.
And so I see Eva Longoria walking around the concourse. And I was in charge of picking who got to play the game.
Okay. Oh, here he goes.
Miss Eva, you have won. Miss Longoria.
No, I acted like I didn't know who she was. And I went up to her. And I was like, excuse me, ma'am, I'm in charge of picking people for the Dodge drop in the bucket.
And I just went to the hottest chick in the entire arena.
And I know you're famous. And plus I bet, did she go, no.
No. She goes, oh, no, that's okay. Thank you, though, sweetie. And she tapped me on the arm. And that was it. But I tried to get her to play.
That is smooth, though.
I mean, it's so smart.
He goes to the hottest chick. You've been randomly selected to play the Spurs Challenge game at halftime. Would you like to participate?
My name is Lunchbox.
Out of everybody in your 20,000, you were randomly selected.
Yes, randomly.
Yes.
I've never seen you on TV
I got
before.
To pick anybody I wanted. So I picked my friends all the time, and they had super fans. The Spurs did.
Did they ever win, like, Whataburger for life?
My one buddy, Chris... He did the, they did beach balls from the ceiling.
Yeah, I remember
where they,
that.
They dropped them and there was HEB gift cards.
Yeah.
He was terrible. Terrible. I think he did that one. I'm pretty sure that's the one he did. And he was so bad. My brother and I made so much, because we thought, oh my
for
gosh.
For sure, no brainer.
He's going to get us groceries for a year because we were all roommates.
So these beach balls, they move around because they come from the very top of
yes,
the ceiling.
Right.
And so by the time it hits the floor, they've moved a bunch.
Yeah.
And the so
red
it's not as easy as it
the
looks.
The red one's $50. The white one was $25. But the red and white ones were $250.
And I think they're smaller, right?
And so you just concentrate on those. And he didn't get a single one of the $250 ones. Like, come on, that's terrible.
And some they're of dropping stuff, a bunch of beach balls at the same time.
When you're watching this stuff, you think it's a lot easier than it actually is.
Oh, it is
at
hard.
The Titans games, they have one of these football machines that punches the football up in the air, and a guy's at the 50-yard line,
it's
and
so
he has
hard.
To catch it.
So hard.
It looks simple, but these guys cannot catch
no.
the football for the life of them.
Because it's moving.
It's moving around.
There is wind up there that you don't see when you're watching a football game. When that ball's up there, there is wind that is moving that ball, and you don't
realize.
It looks
so simple, and these people look so dumb trying to catch these footballs.
Coach Lunchbox, did you ever meet the dude that does the Frisbee with his dog?
I don't know.
Oh, you never San Marcos?
No, at the Spurs. There was a dude that we go see Spurs.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
He has like a little border collie.
Border collie, yes.
San Marcos, it was called Frisbee Dan.
I don't know. I don't remember his name. But he had, dude, sweet Frisbee moves with his dog. And he always did this trick where he'd throw the Frisbee down to the ground and hit the court and bounce up. And it was still a perfect like Frisbee throw. And I remember going home the next day and be like, let me try this out in the street. I can never do it the way he did it.
I think you're talking about Frisbee Dan, dude.
Is it Frisbee Dan?
Dude, he lived in San Marcos, and he would play Frisbee every single day, and everybody knew him as Frisbee
no,
Dan.
No, this guy travels. Like, the one Eddie's talking about, he goes to different NBA okay. arenas around the United States. Like,
he's halftime performer.
Sort of like the lady with the Bulls that rides the unicycle.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
She
has the Bulls.
And she has to catch the Bulls unbelievably
hard. That is
hard.
So,
yeah.
so
Such a
unbelievable.
Talent.
So cool.
I feel like those Bulls are glued to those
Stop.
Sticks.
They're not. Okay. They're not.
All right.
I've seen them. I've been there.
Okay.
And another one.
That's an impressive one.
I also got to pick my friends for.
Do y'all believe in magic too?
Yes.
Like David Copperfield?
No, David Copperfield, I don't really believe in him. Okay. I went to his show.
But it's not real. You guys know that,
well,
right?
What? Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Superfans was the best one.
What Superfans?
You got to sit on the Spurs bench while they warmed up. And then when they introduced the starting lineup, you got to stand there and high-five them.
Oh, yeah, I did that once.
And I used to get all my friends in that. It was awesome. In the championship video, I believe from, I don't know, maybe 2005, my buddy AJ and his dad are in the video. The championship video, because they were super fans, they got to high five the players.
That's pretty cool.
That's awesome. So before you do that, though, you have to wait inside tunnel, like under the stadium or whatever, and you sit there and you watch everything happen. It's pretty cool, man. You feel like you're part of the team.
And they give you a shirt. Yeah, everything.
But how do you get to do that? Like you would pick your random friends. How did Eddie get to do that?
My dad knew somebody that worked there, and they were like, "Hey, can my son come down there with his friends?" It was me, Bones, and Big Steve, okay. Little Steve now.
Yeah, I got to pick everybody.
He lost weight?
Yeah.
He's no longer Big Steve?
Nope. Yeah, but you walk around, and that's how it is. Those games, you just pick them randomly out of the crowd. The people that are there early.
And that was kind of your job.
That was my job. That was what I did when I was with the Spurs.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. And Ray, we got the text from Ray today. "Hey, guys, this is my last show until the new year because I got family in town."
I get it.
With Christmas coming up. Do you guys have Christmas traditions that you do with your family or you remember as a kid, things you did?
Yeah. I mean, for sure. One of our biggest Christmas traditions was the thing for us is like we always had like, what do we open the presents at night or in the morning? Like, do we wait at midnight?
In the morning? Are you an idiot?
See, this is the thing.
Wait, at midnight? What?
Yeah. This is the thing. This is why I bring it up. Because my dad and my brother would be drinking, and they'd be like, "Why are we waiting in the morning? Come on, we're all up. Let's open the presents. It's midnight. Woohoo, let's do it." And we're like, "Yeah, midnight."
If you're about to tell me you would open the presents sometimes at midnight, that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, there's no excitement to wake up to.
So we would open them at midnight.
Dude, you missed out on Christmas.
But then all white people on TV, they're like, they wake up with snow outside, and they wake up and it's like, all right, Christmas morning, Santa was here. And like, we would wake up in the middle. So I was conflicted always of like, well, do we open at midnight or do we do it like everyone else here in America does, like, and wake up in the morning when Santa comes? Like, I don't understand. We did it. Dude, half of my life was midnight. The other half was in the morning.
Well, you know, it's not always white Christmas for a majority of the places. There's probably less than 10 places it's a white Christmas for. Everywhere else, it's either rainy,
dreary.
But on TV,
it's always a white Christmas.
On the movies, yes. But most places, it doesn't snow during Christmas morning.
In South Texas, it was 80 degrees in the morning. Like,
I cannot believe.
Even in Michigan, it rarely snows on Christmas morning.
The presents at midnight. The best part was waking up at like 4 in the morning and being ready to go down and mom and dad be like, "No, go back to bed," or you just not being able to sleep because you're so excited to know what Santa brought you. And we would run down the stairs and Santa would leave our one big gift unwrapped in front of the tree, and it was just like, "Oh, I got a bike!" Oh! Like, it was just crazy. So much excitement.
Smart of Santa, though, to do the one unwrapped so he didn't have to wrap it. Smart guy.
Yeah, because
so smart.
very, very smart.
A lot of houses to get to.
A lot of houses. And then you run and you get your stockings full of stuff, whatever Santa put in there. And we'd always have bubble bread. Oh, it was so amazing.
And it was the anticipation.
What's bubble bread?
It's like bread rolled in cinnamon and sugar, and it's all gooey and just delicious.
But, Coach, you doing the midnight thing, there's no anticipation.
Right,
I remember waking
over.
Up at 2 a.m., 4 a.m., 6 a.m., 7 a.m. You're going to get your mom and dad. You're waking your brothers and sisters up. Everybody's going crazy. Santa came. Then you finally start to open them up around 8 or something. Mom's making breakfast. Coach, the anticipation of that was amazing.
And then you want to run down to your buddy's house. What'd you get? Oh, my goodness.
I never saw any buddies at Christmas.
And you're,
oh, my
your
God.
Situation, a couple people had a couple too many to drink and you started opening presents the night before?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd run over to Forrest's house. I'd run over to Aaron's house. "Dude, what'd you get? Oh, you got the new Game Boy. What up? Oh, that's crazy." That was what Christmas was all about. And I am telling you, it was so fun. So fun. There was one Christmas that I was so excited the night before. I think I was 4 years old. So excited the
night
before.
That's a memory right there.
I couldn't.
There's no chance he remembers what happened when
folks,
he was four.
He remembers 34 no years chance. Ago. Listen to this memory.
Yes, please. Go ahead.
The next morning, I wouldn't.
Coming out of my mother's womb.
I wouldn't wake up. They brought in pots and pans, were banging them, brought a radio in, stuck it next to my head.
This just got sad.
Whoa.
And I just slept. I would not wake up. And so my brother and sister
Rip Van Winkle
had to wait for Christmas until I mean, they were shaking me. I was just so excited. I wore myself out so much the night before that I wouldn't get up for Christmas.
So what time did you actually wake up?
5 p.m.
My mom said I woke up at like...
Is it nighttime already?
11:30 or noon, somewhere around there.
11:30, because you were up
all
night.
Were you out drinking as a 4-year-old?
I was up all night.
So you don't remember this.
I don't remember it, but she says that she goes, and so your brother and sister just had to sit there and wait.
You all ever do that crap where like, I remember, like I totally remember, but really you saw some picture of when you were 3 years old and it was like, yeah, you were on a horse when you were 3.
That's what you remember, that picture.
Yeah. But I'll get into arguments with my family like, no, I remember being on that horse. In reality, it was just a picture.
And you know the funny thing? Nobody remembers the same stuff ever. My dad remembers something different. My mom remembers something different. My brother, sister, me. We're all like, oh, yeah, I remember that Christmas. Wasn't grandma here? No, grandma wasn't here. Grandpa was here. No, grandpa wasn't here. Grandma and grandpa were here. Coach, nobody remembers the same thing.
The parents are the ones that are going to remember it.
But even
than
my
anyone.
Mom and dad are split on
but
it.
But that's why the eyewitness testimony in a case, like a murder case, is always, if you watch a wreck, we could all watch the same wreck. Right now, we could walk outside, see two cars getting in an accident, and we would have all three would have a different story of what happened.
Well, and the lineup, when they used to bring like five people in the lineup and be like, pick one out, that's hard. Like, it's hard for me to like differentiate five different people that kind of look the same.
Oh, I had to pick someone out of a lineup one time, and I told the guy, I was like, man, I don't really remember. I was drunk. Like, I don't, because I was outside of a bar in Austin, and some guy came
you
up.
You went to an actual lineup?
And knock this dude out.
You
got
a split before that happens.
No, this dude gets knocked out and hits his head on the curb.
Dies.
No, he doesn't die. Oh. But he like broke his nose and his jaw. And I was just like, what in the world? Like, he was just standing there and this guy runs, gets out of this truck, comes up, hits him, then jumps in the truck and runs and drives away. So I'm just there, and there's only like two people, so I call 911. I'm kind of drunk, you know what I mean? I'm like, hey, man.
Hey, 911, I like to be anonymous.
And so they show up, and they get my name, and a couple weeks later, a detective calls me, and I have to go in and look at people. And I'm like, man, like, dude, I really am not going to be able to pick this guy out.
Did you know? Was he there?
I don't know, because they don't tell you which one it was.
Right.
And I was just like.
Well, in some dirty counties, they do.
Really?
Like, you see stories of where like they
tip them off.
They try to tell you who it is. But so you pick, but yeah, dude, that's hard. Like, yeah, remembering stuff.
Well,
you
know,
trying to pick out what people look like.
I've heard of it before. There's some college classes where they'll have a crime happen in the class, and then he'll be like, okay, that was all fake, guys. What just happened wasn't real. Now I need to have everybody's opinion of it, and everybody has different opinions of what they saw. He doesn't tell them that until after the fact.
Love it.
But then they'll all say, oh, yeah, the guy hit her, and they're like, and then they replay the video. And, you know, what you see sometimes isn't what happened, and it's nuts.
I wonder if Urban Meyer's going to do that in his class.
Okay. Let's talk about the NFL.
Yeah.
Cam Jordan, who plays for the Saints, they play the Steelers this weekend. He says Ben Roethlisberger is not a Hall of Famer in this generation.
Okay.
I just want to know, is Big Ben a Hall of Fame quarterback?
No. Maybe you don't put him in because he had that Dirty Burger situation back then.
It's not even the Dirty Burger situation. It's the, like, we've talked.
If you don't know what that is, just Google Dirty Burger.
We're not talking about Dirty Burger. But we've talked about who's in the Hall of Fame as quarterbacks. Like, these are elite, the best of the best quarterbacks. Not just everyone. There have been some really good quarterbacks that aren't Hall of Famers. He will go down as a pretty good quarterback that's not going to be a Hall of Famer.
He won two Super Bowls.
So? Eli Manning's not going to be a Hall of Famer.
That's what I started thinking about it last night. And I was like, well, he has two Super Bowls. So I was thinking, yeah, he's in. But then I'm like,
would you really put Eli Manning in the Hall of Fame?
No.
No.
Of course not.
Put his brother in. What's the other Manning?
Peyton. Peyton.
Cooper for his comedy. He should be in the comedy on Sunday. You ever watch that in the morning?
No.
On Fox?
No, is
dude,
he funny?
Cooper's hilarious.
Cooper Manning's on TV?
He has these little segments he does with Fox. It's amazing. He should be in there for comedy over his brother for quarterbacking.
I'll have to check
it
out.
I just thought it was a very interesting topic. Like,
why did he bring that up, Cam Jordan?
Because they're playing the Steelers this weekend.
So he's just kind of talking trash?
Yeah, they were just talking about,
you're about to play a team, so you start bashing on the guys that shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame on that team?
<It's> like, okay.
He says he would put Eli Manning ahead of Ben Roethlisberger.
I mean, that's just stupid.
I started thinking about it, and I I always thought, yeah, Big Ben's for sure a Hall of Famer, but is he a Hall of Famer?
No.
He's one,
like,
two,
Tom Brady's a Hall of Famer. Playing right now, Tom Brady's a Hall of Famer. That's the only one I can think of right now that's a Hall of Famer for sure.
Aaron Rodgers?
No.
I mean, he'll be in.
He'll be in. Because nowadays they'll say, oh, look at his numbers, but they don't. The numbers now are so inflated compared to 10 years ago, but that's with any category because now they play 16 games. They used to play 14 games. I understand. So every number is going to be different. They throw the ball now more, so running backs aren't going to have as many rushing yards, so it's going to be harder for them to get the Hall of Fame.
Punt returners and kick returns don't have any stats.
Drew Brees, they don't have any stats because everything's a touchback.
Drew Brees will probably be a Hall of Famer.
Drew Brees?
Yeah.
Why is he a Hall of Famer over Big Ben?
Especially if he wins it this year.
He's just a better quarterback.
What
better quarterback. I mean, Big Ben, like, really, like, he'll look like trash. He'll look like trash some days. I mean, Drew Brees consistently is a really good quarterback.
Big Ben, 2 Super Bowl titles, 6 Pro Bowls, and Offensive Rookie of the Year in 2006. I don't know. Now it's got me questioning, is Big Ben a Hall of Fame quarterback?
That's a great question.
Who's better, Big Ben or Aaron Rodgers?
Aaron Rodgers.
Okay, good.
Is that what you thought?
Oh, yes. Yeah. My brother called me yesterday and said that him and some buddies at work got in an argument because some guy tried to say Big Ben is better than Aaron Rodgers.
He will never be in that conversation of good quarterbacks. Like, never. Unless they're Steelers fans making this argument, no one's ever going to be like, right now, guys, who is the best quarterback right now? No one will say Big Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Just not. He's not in that running.
Your brother called you to settle the debate of the...
No, he was on his way home from work, and he says we started talking about it at work.
I mean,
so,
of all the things you have going on in your life, stuff he has going on in his life, and he called you wondering if Big Ben should
Coach,
go into the Hall
they
of
have
Fame.
The weirdest... him and his family, they talk sports the way, like, my family talks about what are you guys doing for Christmas? Like,
okay.
What days are you guys coming? Like, what are you guys bringing? Their conversations are like, did you watch the game last night? What an idiot throwing it on fourth down. Gosh, it pissed me off. And you hear his dad in the line going.
Do you talk sports with your dad? Does your dad talk sports?
My dad and I don't ever talk sports.
Cowboys?
Well, even when I'm at home, I'll be like, oh, man, I want to watch this bowl game, Dad. Bowl game. Still a waste of time.
He just bashes
on it.
That's
our conversation.
That's almost the same thing with my dad. Whenever I say a sport I want to watch on TV, bash on it. So I'll be like, oh, Christmas Day, here we go. NBA on Christmas Day. My dad's like, NBA, a bunch of overplayed, paid losers. Okay, Dad, I want to watch the NBA game.
That would be the conversation with Dad.
Yeah, I'm just looking at Big Ben compared to Drew Brees.
Mm-hmm.
Big Ben has 55,000 passing yards. Drew Brees, 75,000. Big Ben, 359 TDs. Drew Brees, 519.
Big difference.
Big difference.
Yeah, there you go.
Big difference. Let's check out Eli Manning. Oh, man.
And I mean, I feel like consistently, too, Big Ben has had good receivers. He's had Antonio Brown forever.
Smith-Schuster.
Well, he's fairly new, but.
Wow. Big Ben and Eli Manning are pretty much the same quarterback.
Read them.
55,000 yards, 357 TDs.
Who's older, Eli?
Eli's
probably been around
a few years longer. Let's see. Eli was drafted in when?
If you got it up, just curious on their blood type as well.
Yeah, Eli's older. Eli is older.
No, I'm just trying to figure out because if they have the same numbers, Coach, and Eli's 2 years,
I get
been
that.
In the,
I
year,
get
the league 2 years longer.
But we've been watching both their careers. Who deserves in?
Out of them, too?
Neither.
Neither. They're not going in.
Man, that's great. Yeah, Eli's a year older.
Okay, 1 year. 1 year, and they have the same numbers.
That is so unbelievable. So if you think Big Ben is a Hall of Famer, then
Eli's
a Hall of Famer.
Which no one's
going to
do that.
I don't think Eli's a Hall of Famer, so I have to say Big Ben's not going to the Hall of Fame.
Correcto.
It's just Big Ben gets a lot of love. He gets a lot of attention because he plays for the Steelers, and he's always on TV, and wow.
Yeah.
I am stunned that they have the same numbers. Huh? Yeah.
Hmm.
All right.
When you said Cam Jordan, I thought you were going to talk about Cam Newton. So is he
done? Cam Newton's done, though.
Done?
We called that. We said his arm looked terrible.
He's done.
Dang,
done for the
crazy.
Year.
Crazy.
We called it in a semi kind of way.
Well, no, and, y'all called it.
And Aaron Rodgers.
You all saw his arm. Hey, we were like,
his arm sucks. Next day, Cam out. Rest of the season, his arm sucks.
You guys saw it.
But
I didn't see it.
No. He's had a bad arm for 6 weeks. They just tried to play through it because they were in the playoff hunt. And once
they still aren't they?
They have a 1% chance.
And so you're saying there's a chance.
But Aaron Rodgers, there's talk that Aaron Rodgers may sit out the next two games. He came out and said he's going to play, but the reports are he has a groin injury and the Packers are thinking about just sitting him.
Yeah, and State Farm's like, hey, we need you to film some more commercials right into the new year.
Yeah, we don't need you to be hurt. We don't need you to be gimpy on that State pulled Farm. Groin, you know. Can I pack up my khakis?
You can leave those khakis unpacked.
Hey, and that commercial about the State Farm commercial about the guy that lighting the curtains on fire with the candle. We need that to stop airing. We need a different one.
We really need a new one.
So you never
go to the bathroom?
No. I lit the candles were lit. They lit the curtains on fire. I don't know how it happened.
How does that work? I just control my brain, tell them not to go. And I don't go.
And also,
you've seen that commercial a lot.
Yes. Way too many times.
Happy anniversary to Nick Saban. Happy anniversary.
Wow.
Yep.
With his wife?
No. 12.
His chihuahua.
12 years ago today.
42 years of marriage.
12 years ago today.
Are you reading something he wrote?
I guess I have to say it, Saban said. I am not going to be the Alabama coach. He said it 12 years ago today. I am going to be in the NFL. I don't know how many times I've got to respond to rumors and innuendos. I have no control over that. I have stated my intentions are, and they really haven't changed. So I don't know what the issue is. I am not going to be the coach at Alabama.
What? He's not going to coach Alabama? He's going to the NFL?
This was 12 years ago. He said, I'm not leaving the NFL.
12 years ago.
To go back, and then boom.
He's coach of Alabama.
Coach of Alabama.
And not going to go to the NFL.
No. He was in the NFL.
Oh, my gosh.
I get it, but he's not going to go back to the NFL.
I don't know. I'm just saying, 12 years ago, he comes out.
12 years ago, he said something that he totally went against.
Yes, he was lying, and then like a week later, he's the head coach of Alabama.
And that was 12 years ago.
Yes.
So we're celebrating that 12-year anniversary.
We're celebrating the 12-year anniversary of him saying, I am not going to be the coach of Alabama.
Okay.
You don't seem to care.
No. I mean, I don't know.
It was a big thing.
It was a big thing when he comes out and says,
oh, he's not? And then coaching, now he built a dynasty. He's been there forever.
Okay.
So maybe don't always listen to what people say. Because you can always go back on your word.
I never listen to what people say.
Boy.
Okay, a quote's a quote, dude. You can always go back on your word.
Yeah, 12 years later. It's just funny.
Okay,
he has a press conference. Says, I am not going to be the coach of Alabama.
And then he
goes. A couple weeks later,
yeah.
Head coach of Alabama.
Guys, and this is just a tease. I will be giving a lock. I don't know about these two fools, but I do have a lock.
I have a lock.
Remember that. Just a tease.
Okay.
Oh, you have a lock for this weekend?
Absolutely.
All right.
And it's not only a lock of a lock of a lock. It's a lock that I'm going to.
Hey, I saw.
Oh, you're going
to. If I'm going to a game and I'm going to be part of the brotherhood of a professional sporting event.
Wow, you're going to the Titans, Redskins.
Titans and Redskins. Oh, lock it up.
Oof. Okay, if you really want to talk about it, let's go into it right now.
All
right,
boys. So my chick hooked up tickets. I don't know if it was a Christmas present. I don't know if it was an early Christmas present. I don't know if she just got them, give it to her. But anyways, folks.
This means he could propose on the big screen.
Titans-Redskins on Saturday. Remember that. It's not a Sunday game. The Titans are a huge favorite. Minus 10. The over-under is 37.5.
They're playing this Saturday?
Yeah, the Redskins. They got to win. They got to win this, and then they got to beat the Colts, and they're in the playoffs.
They both have to
they
win
don't,
it.
No. They don't automatically get in the playoffs. To be in the playoffs, they got to win their next two games to have a chance.
Yes. And they have a very good chance if they win their next two.
Okay.
And if the Redskins win, they will also have a chance to be in the
playoffs. Oh, the Redskins win, the Titans are out. But what I'm saying is, Titans kind of, in a way, they don't control their own destiny, but it's very close.
Yes, because you have the Ravens in front of them.
Right.
You have Ravens the Steelers in front of them.
Well, Steelers are in their division and win in their division.
But if the Steelers lose and the Ravens win, then the Steelers are out and the Ravens are leading the division.
Yeah. It's a tight one right now. It's real tight. Okay. But anyways, let me lock it up, guys. The Titans. This is a must win. Then they go play the Colts, and they have to win that one. You don't realize how huge this is for Tennessee, for Nashville, for this whole part of this country. We don't have a professional sports team in South Carolina, in Kentucky. All those fans root for the Titans. This is a huge regional game.
But Georgia's right there in the Atlanta.
And Ohio's right next to
Cincinnati.
Work with me on this one.
Bengals.
Work with me on this one, guys.
Browns.
And then West Virginia doesn't have a professional sporting team. in the football league.
Where is West Virginia compared to us? I don't know where West Virginia is.
Northeast.
I mean, I don't think that's near
here. Far away.
It's like two states away.
My point is this. It is a huge regional game for Titans.
Mississippi doesn't have a professional sports team. Alabama doesn't have a professional sports team.
That's correct.
A lot of them choose the Titans. What I'm saying is this is huge. That game's going to be sold out. No rain is in the forecast. It is going to be one of the biggest games in Nashville, Tennessee. Shall I say it? Since Warren Moon. Excuse me. Since
Steve McNair. Steve McNair.
Rest in peace.
Since Steve McNair. This is a huge game. Oh, my God. Since the Music City Miracle, this is what it is all about. I am saying Titans minus 10.
Oh,
what? Minus 10?
Who's the quarterback for the Skins? Butt fumble?
No, Joe Johnson.
Butt fumble?
No, Josh Johnson, not Joe Johnson. Joe Johnson plays in the NBA. Josh Johnson.
I thought it was Joe Jackson.
No. That's shoeless Joe Jackson. He doesn't play.
My point exactly. No, minus 10 Titans. Lock it up.
Here's the thing. You are giving away. This is how scary that
is
to me.
That's his lock.
No, I know. But I'm just going to tell you why.
I couldn't even get it out of my mouth before
rebuttal.
You guys bash
rebuttal.
It.
I just want to talk to you about why that scares me. Because that Vegas, the over-under is 37.5.
Woo! Low.
I already know where he's
going.
It's so low. That's very low. That means it's going to be a close game.
So Vegas sees it being a close. Vegas sees it being a low scoring game.
Meaning it's going to be close.
So that means the Titans can't give up any points is basically what Vegas is saying. If you're going to cover the 10.5 and it's going to be under the 37.
Or it's going to be a shutout.
Could be.
That's dangerous.
Hey, enjoy it. You do what you want to do. That's your pick. I'm not going to tell you anything to do.
That's one of those you can't touch the over under.
You know,
I
knows
wouldn't
on that?
Do it. But yeah, that's yours. Dude.
That's yours. That's good. You want to take it and lock it up? That's fine. Lock it up. How did your Knicks bet do the other night?
Your what?
Guys, I want to apologize for that.
Yes.
I had the Knicks over. It was a 227 amount. Folks,
you had the
under. With the Sixers. I had the under. Sorry.
Yeah, and it went like
it 250. Went over. It went around, it was a little over. It's because they scored 70 in the first quarter. You can't overcome a 70 first quarter.
But, okay.
So the next
but you
three,
knew, okay.
The next three quarters, they put up 55, 55, 55. It was a doable bet. It was so winnable. Team puts up 70 in the first quarter. You can't overcome that.
That's why you live bet.
That's just like going on a date. You spill crap all over yourself. You go to a spaghetti restaurant. You're done. You can't overcome spilling spaghetti all over your crotch on a date. That's what happened in the first quarter, my bet. I spilled spaghetti all over my nuts.
Yeah, right. I mean, there's some interesting,
that's a good analogy.
And there's some interesting things to look at this weekend in the NFL. The Eagles, can Nick Foles keep it going? Can Nick Foles keep the magic going
of
the Eagles?
I hope
they're not. They're playing the Texans, and the Eagles, they have built a little shrine in their locker room to Nick Foles. They've got candles and everything, trying to get good.
They're idolizing him.
Yeah, they're idolizing him, trying to get that good mojo.
Oh, man.
Saying, hey, Nick Foles, lead
it's
us to the
good.
Promised land.
I wonder how Wentz feels about that.
Oh, I'm sure he doesn't like that at all.
I think Wentz is part of it. It's
oh, he's
okay.
Part, he's yeah. Running the shrine?
He's shrined with it?
You have to, as a teammate, you rally around your guys.
He went and got a little candle, lit it, put it there.
Yeah. I mean, look at
he's
all the
going
candles. Look, they got a book, they got pictures, they got candles, they got everything.
Yeah. Oh, look, there's Jesus and St. Jude on there, too.
Yep. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to get that good juju.
They're really trying. Yeah. They're really trying to get God on their side.
And you're trying to get the Steelers are going to New Orleans. This is a huge game.
Great game. Great
huge
game.
Huge game.
Can't wait for that one.
And you got. Go ahead.
No, hit me.
I'm saying, because the Steelers are on the verge of missing the playoffs, but they're also winning their division. It's so close because Baltimore's right on their heels, and Baltimore travels to Los Angeles to play the Chargers. I almost said San Diego.
See, there you go. So I was expecting Baltimore to lose that. That's what that
yes,
was.
Yes, I expect them to lose that game also because finally Lamar Jackson is going to be playing a real defense, not one of the bottom five defenses in the NFL, which he's played the last 5 weeks. He's played five terrible defenses. I think he's going to actually have to throw the ball, and I don't think he can throw the ball against the Chargers. And I think they're going to stack the box, stop the run, and say, Lamar Jackson, throw it. And they're going to pick him off, pick him off, pick him off.
He's screwed when he throws.
What about that Chargers offense, though? They've kind of broken up a little bit still?
No, they're still good. Melvin Gordon's supposed to be back. Keenan Allen's supposed to be back.
Okay.
They're both supposed to be back.
Okay.
Full strength. Let's go.
Good.
Saints, they have to get it going again. Saints, Steelers. The
whatever's happened to the Saints, yes. They
the
have
one
to.
Night I get to watch the Saints, this high-flying offense, I see 12 points.
12-9, yeah.
I mean, I thought Saints put up 50 a game. The one time I get to enjoy a Saints game, it wasn't high-flying. I thought I was watching the Bears at Soldier Field.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just getting figured out. That's it.
That's what it is. When it flips to December, these high-flying offenses all of a sudden ain't high-flying offenses. Defenses catch up. The weather gets bad. It's harder to do what they do with the nice weather.
And that's why it's looking like a Bears Super Bowl, boys.
Well, relax on that. I don't know about that.
Yeah, Bears for sure will win the Super Bowl. For sure, 100%.
No, yes. I don't think they're good enough to win the Super
100%,
Bowl.
100%, they will win it.
Okay, 100% they'll win it. No, I still think the Saints are the team to beat in the NFC because home field advantage goes through New Orleans right now, and it is a tough place to play.
Tough.
That place is rocking. It is hard for a road team. I still think the Saints are the favorite in the NFC. Man, we got some good games. The Patriots. What are the Patriots, man? Woo! They're in trouble.
They're
no
in a
Josh
lot of trouble.
Gordon, but luckily they play the Bills.
Gordon didn't seem to be too much of a factor these past couple weeks. They used him once or twice. He kind of seemed like he was on his way out before we even heard the news, right?
No, I just think they struggled offensively.
Where are they playing?
They're playing the Bills.
Where? In
New England.
Poor Gordon, though. So Gordon still just has troubles. Even though he's with the Patriots, he's got great parents, let's just say, as the Patriots, and he still can't figure it out. There's still something wrong. He's still doing some stuff, maybe, or his head just ain't right.
No, he's doing stuff because he was suspended indefinitely now from the NFL.
Okay. No. He failed.
Oh, he did?
He failed tests.
Yeah, he failed a test. Something. Whatever, he failed the conditions of his reinstatement. It doesn't say if it's a failed test.
Right.
What something happened where he
whatever the rules were, he broke them.
He broke them, and he is
so
now
he's smoking.
Well, we don't know.
We don't know what
allegedly.
He was doing.
No, we don't know what.
Oh,
we have no idea.
No, there's no allegedly.
We have no idea.
My bad.
Like
guys.
Maybe he's supposed to be.
You can mention whatever you want. He drank a 6-pack of beer in the locker room. We don't know.
He may have been supposed to be going to counseling, and he hadn't been going to counseling, and so that's a violation of his.
He may not have put a seatbelt on.
Right.
Who knows?
We don't know.
We may have seen the end of Gordon.
It might be career over.
Yeah. Correct.
I hope not.
Gave it a good shot.
I hope not. Cowboys.
Yeah. Must win.
Yeah. He didn't score last weekend.
Must win.
You got to at least get 1 point to win a football game.
Is that how it works?
Yeah. Oh.
Must win. The Colts. Wait, who are they playing? Tampa Bay's coming to Dallas. So, I mean, I don't see a problem with this game. I don't really. If the Cowboys can just do what the Cowboys have been doing before last week, it shouldn't be a problem.
Oh, you're going to be in Texas.
I am. I'm not
going
to.
Are you going?
No.
I thought you were a Cowboys fan.
I am a Cowboys fan.
Texas is a big state.
No, I'll be in Dallas.
Oh, you're going to be in the same city and not go to the game?
I'll be in Dallas. I just can't go to the game.
Coach, you can get up.
Christmas is a very interesting time. Like, we just can't, like, all right, see you guys.
No, Christmas is pretty basic. Family, Santa, presents.
Right. It's
pretty
not
simple.
Like, all right, I'm leaving. I'm going to go to a game for 6 hours. I'll be back. I'll probably be really drunk when I get back. You know what I mean? It just doesn't really work that way. Christmas is tricky that way.
Oh, it doesn't work that way?
No.
What are your memories of with your dad for Christmas?
Well, he would go to here.
He wasn't really there. He went to Cowboy games.
He would come home in a Cowboys t-shirt, and there was always stuff spilled on it.
And he smelled really bad.
And he was always in a bad mood when he came home.
Yeah, so that's that.
He went to the games happy, but when he came home, he'd always be so mad.
Yeah. So I might skip the game, Coach.
You got to watch it.
No, of course I'll watch it.
You know he's going
to
watch it.
So what's the difference of you watching it and not being present with your kids and being drunk at the house instead of just going to the game and getting drunk?
Going to the game? Well, I spend money to go to the game. I mean, tickets are expensive. Oh. All of that. It's just not a good thing.
I just figure because
If I would go like on a random like October or a random Sunday, that's different. Sure, go enjoy yourself. It's Christmas time though.
See, I'm different. When I go to a city, if there's a sports team in town, boom, I'm going. I went to Chicago last Christmas. I was like, okay, Bears game, Bulls game, check in. It wasn't. But dude, if I'm in a city, I try to go to a professional sporting event. That's just how I am.
Unless the family's planning something. Guys, you don't know.
Coach.
Oh. You don't know.
Hey, all those times you've been opening up that paper mache, this time it's a sports ticket.
Dang!
All those coloring projects you've opened in the past, dude, this time it's a Cowboys ticket.
I wonder if they're listening.
Oh, my gosh.
That would be a great present.
Maybe they're on to something. Maybe there's something already in the works, and we weren't supposed to be talking about this game.
One time my mom hit me with Preds tickets for Christmas. Coolest thing ever, until guess what? They were fake tickets.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
Your mom got scammed?
She got them on StubHub and got scammed out of like $300.
That's the saddest story ever.
No, because you get your money back. StubHub guarantees.
Okay, she did eventually, but did I go to the game? No. Were the tickets a scam?
I will tell you, one Christmas, I did get tickets to the WWF.
Oh, I thought you were supposed to say
World
WNBA.
Wrestling Federation.
Yes, before it was WWE.
Coach, I thought you almost hit us with WNBA. I was like, oh.
The best Christmas present I ever got. I got to see Leslie. What's her name?
Leslie Swoops.
Leslie Swoops.
Lisa Leslie. Amazing. Lisa Leslie and Cheryl Swoops is her
name. Whatever.
Come on, get it right. Diana Taurasi, you need to know the names. Just because
know
you don't respect the sport doesn't mean you
I
can't
still
know
watch it.
Whoa, whoa,
Sue
don't
Bird.
Be putting words in my don't be putting your words in my mouth.
Sue Bird, Brittany Griner.
Yeah, there you go. Sue Bird. She's a baller.
Sonic Sounders.
Seattle Sounders.
Whatever. Go.
That's say a soccer go. Team, by the way.
Whatever.
I went to the WWF and it was so awesome. Best Christmas present. I mean, I got those tickets and I was on top of the world. Got to see Dusty Rhodes,
nice.
The Bushwhackers, and oh, the Bushwhackers come down. Yeah. And I'm like, oh yeah. And my dad got me good tickets.
Iron Sheik?
No, he wasn't there. Oh. But we were in the fourth row at the Irwin Center. And my dad, I mean, I loved every minute, and we came back home and he told my mom, he goes, I will never sit that close again because they spit every time you hit them. They, duh, duh, and they, he goes, we got spit on all freaking night. And
I never
me as
thought
a,
about that.
As a kid, I thought it was the coolest thing ever. Coolest thing
no,
ever.
Of course. You're like, yes!
And whoever was fighting, I think it was Dusty Rhodes, kept pulling his shorts down and mooning the crowd with Dusty Rhodes'
no.
butt. Like, yeah. And I thought that was the funniest thing as a kid. I was like, ah!
You want to know something crazy? My dad went to high school with Tito Santana.
Really?
Yeah. And so, like, we, when they came down to the valley where I'm from, my dad got us tickets and we went and we sat front row of wrestling. It was amazing. Though, there's one thing that I'll never forget. I saw, I shouldn't reveal this, but one dude, I don't remember who it was. Who were the Soviet dudes? They would wear like real tight.
I know who you're talking about.
Whatever.
I know
anyway,
who you're
they're
talking
two
about.
Soviet brothers.
You know who I loved? Legion of Doom.
Legion of Doom.
Oh, they were so good.
Hey, so this guy gets pushed off the ring. He falls on the ground, right? And then he rolls under the ring. Disappears for
Whoa.
He disappears for like 10 seconds. Comes out, blood all over his face. There was no blood when he fell off the ring and before he rolled under the ring. When he came back out, blood everywhere.
Hits a couple blood packets.
Dude, I remember looking and be like, okay. He went under the ring to freaking put blood all over his head. This stuff's so stupid and fake. I do remember that perfectly in my head, thinking like this little kid, it was almost like the Wizard of Oz getting the curtain pulled from like the back and just being like, so stupid.
So what, you know, when we learned that it was fake, wrestling was fake, how that sucked. What if UFC's fake?
I don't know if it can be fake.
That's the dumbest question
I've
ever.
But really, like,
it's legit
to think that.
No, it's not. No, it is not. It is not. There is no.
It's okay.
No. It is absolutely.
But.
How can you ask, what if we found out the UFC was fake? Have you ever watched them split someone's head open and the guts
yeah.
squirt out?
Yeah, they're not going under the ring like
yeah,
I
they're
saw.
Not, they're, I mean, you are seeing
They're not allowed
it,
to leave the ring.
And the blood stains the mat.
All right.
I mean, another time we went to wrestling.
But what if it comes out?
It was
on.
My dad, my brother, and myself. And we come home, and it was so funny. My mom tells me this story all the time about how I walked in the door, and she was like, how was it? I was like, it was amazing. 5 seconds later, my brother walks in. How was it? Stupid. Now I know wrestling's fake.
Yep. I mean, that's the difference. But that's the difference.
Because my brother's 2 years older
yeah.
than me, so that two-year age gap, he realized it was fake, and I thought it was the best thing we'd
like
ever seen.
Like, my little cousins didn't see the dude roll under the mat and put fake blood all over his face, so they were just like, it was great. And I was like, oh, it's fake. I hated that. But, Coach, listen. Hear me out.
No.
What
if you're really going to say that it's fake?
No,
the UFC,
I'm not going to say it's fake. But what if it comes out and they say it wasn't fake? Obviously, I split my head open. But yes, they were all prearranged. We knew who was going to win. And we'd have to be okay with them splitting our head open.
No.
But I mean, it could also be the same with boxing, like where they said, oh, Mayweather's going to beat McGregor.
Yeah.
Then McGregor's going to fight him again. And he's going to win. And
yes.
then there's going to be a third one.
What if it comes out? Are you going to be really disappointed if it comes out?
It's
be like,
not
yes,
going to come out.
It was,
it's stupid.
I don't
That's
think
the
it,
dumbest thing
it
I've
will,
ever heard.
It'll never come out for UFC, but possibly for boxing. Some stuff. Hey, the McGregor stuff, that was already preordained. Everybody knew that Mayweather was going to win the first, McGregor the second, Mayweather the
have
third.
Have you guys seen that documentary I told you guys about, Massacre in the Ring or something? It's called Us.
I don't think you've ever told us about it.
Oh my God, this is probably the best boxing documentary ever. It's some dude who was like, the end of his career, needed something. He was a boxer. He needed something to kind of long, to just make his career last, because he was fading quick. He was like, man, he was like Dominican or Puerto Rican or something like that, living in New York City. And he was fighting this young Irishman, this kid who was like promising boxer. He was brand new, so good.
McGregor.
Is a boxer. And so this manager that this dude had, he talked him into taking out all the padding from his glove.
Okay.
and just using nothing but his cast. Mm-hmm. So he fought the whole fight without padding on his glove and just kicked the crap out of this Irish kid. Like, I mean, dude, where it was
How long ago was this?
I want to say it was the 80s, probably.
They didn't test gloves?
Maybe early 90s. Dude, they just fought. They just fought. And this kid's face was purple and black and bloody. And
wow.
Like, I mean, it was brutal. He almost killed the kid, where the kid can't even box anymore. He's just done. He had to quit because he had so many fractures in his skull. And then at the end of the fight, the very end of the fight, the ref grabs his glove to put him to crown the champion.
And that's when he
looks at his glove. He's like, dude, there's no padding on this glove. And there's chaos in the ring where everyone's like, whoa, 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 get your hands off his glove. Don't touch his glove. Don't touch his glove.
What's it called?
They're like, no, get over here. That's assault in the ring. Oh, dude. And then they follow him like current day, what it's like now, what happened to the Puerto Rican dude and what he's doing now. And the Irishman. Irishman's an alcoholic now because his dreams were freaking crushed because he can't fight anymore. Great documentary. Assault in the Ring.
But also sounds depressing.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's a cool story.
Dude, you're like my chick. She gets me in on these Christmas movies. I'm like, yes, it's the season. Let's watch a Christmas movie. Dude, it ends up being depressing. The dad ends up leaving and becoming an alcoholic. I was like, that was really
No, there's got to be a good ending, though.
It was about
a boxing match. Madison Square Garden, June 16th, 1983. Wow.
Assault in the Ring.
Tell me there's a good ending, though.
No, don't tell us the ending. I want to watch it.
Watch it, Coach. You'll love it. All right. I mean, it's what a great story.
Look, before we go home for Christmas.
Guys, I want to go around the table and say one thing positive about each other.
No, that's okay. I thought you were gonna do it. I thought you had a lock or something.
Oh.
Yeah, give us a betting lock,
goodness.
Dude.
I mean, I thought we'd hold hands and just say one good thing about the person next to you.
No.
Okay.
Go.
You want my lock? No, go ahead, Ray. Oh, you already did
it, dude.
I
locked up that Titans -10, baby. Tighten up. You're ready on Saturday.
Let me pull mine up.
It's an afternoon game, too, so banks are probably closing early today, but be ready. It's not Sunday. You have forever to place the bet. You got to get it in by Saturday afternoon.
Okay. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Bowl game tonight. Today, actually. This afternoon. So you have to listen to the podcast early before 3 o'clock.
Yeah, they're probably not even going to hear this before you
Who is the... Oh, my gosh. Go ahead.
Today, we have Western Michigan at BYU. It's the... Potato Bowl. It's the Potato Bowl at Albertson Stadium in Boise, Idaho. Western Michigan fights BYU. Listen, Western Michigan, I didn't even know they had a football team. BYU is favored by 12 points. It's going to be a blowout. BYU's got a good team. They were not expected to be a good team at the start of the season. They've proved that they are a good team. They're in a bowl game. They're going to kill Western
Michigan.
You sound
like my chick if she was to talk sports.
Yes.
Why?
They're a good team.
They've proved
they're
good team.
They've proved they're good. They weren't supposed to be good, but they're good now. This is a good bet. It's a good day. Good morning.
Good team. Go team. But go ahead.
Can I shut the door?
Yes.
BYU minus 12 points. Minus 12. BYU, shut the door.
All right.
And BYU stands for Brigham Young.
Stands for what? Brigham Young?
Brigham Young University.
No, Brigham.
Whatever.
Not Brigham.
Bring the money home. Bring them home.
There you go.
Yeah.
I should have thought of that before.
I just came up with it right now.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a team that needs to win in the NFL. They have like a 1% chance of making the playoffs. But they are playing hard. They are playing hard.
The Dolphins?
He's going to take the Niners.
They love their young quarterback.
The Lions.
Mullins.
They are playing hard for their young quarterback.
Mullins.
I mean, when he gets back behind center, the team takes on a new attitude.
The Chiefs?
No.
Guys, we are going to Cleveland, Ohio.
Baker?
Oh, Baker.
He's in the kitchen.
The Cleveland Browns.
Stirring up the cookie dough.
-7.5 against the Cincinnati Bengals. The Bengals are decimated. Decimated by injuries. They got a backup quarterback. A.J. Green isn't playing. Guess what? Tyler Boyd, he ain't playing either, supposedly. So who are they going to play at wide receiver?
Mixon, they'll split him out.
Mixon will do everything.
Exactly. You key against the run. Driscoll, who are you going to throw it to? John Ross, who plays like, I mean, he pulls a hamstring every other game. Give me the Browns playing hard. They are playing. They want to have a winning season. And so they are playing hard, even though they don't think they're going to make the playoffs. And Hugh Jackson is standing over there on that sideline with Cincinnati, and they want to shove it to their old coach again.
Yeah, that offensive coordinator, he's got something to prove.
Freddie Kitchens.
Yeah.
He wants to show, hey, keep me around. Greg Williams wants to be named the head coach. Cleveland is going to come out to play hard. Sunday, -7.5. You can take it to the bank. Yeah.
And he did that with an apron on, Baker Mayfield.
Bacon, a little sugar, a little cinnamon.
He just mixed the cookie dough.
I mean, there's a lot of interesting games this weekend. Who's playing hard? Who's not? Who doesn't care anymore? Who's already going on vacation?
And do we got to wait another week for these bowl games to get good?
Yeah,
these bowl games.
Probably 2 weeks.
They're terrible.
Eddie's been hitting them, though. You hit the Ohio -3 a couple nights ago.
Yeah, but he missed them
yesterday. Yeah.
He missed South Florida.
Dude, I wanted you to be hot.
I know. I'll get hot again. Dude, trust me. Bring them young.
University. BYU needs to be renamed. Bring me the money.
Bring him the money.
All right, everybody, look. Have a wonderful holiday.
Hey, Ray's not going to do any more shows.
Yeah, Ray is not doing any more shows. He said, I got family in town. He sent us a rude text earlier.
Guys, I deleted it already.
What, the text?
Why do you delete your texts?
Whenever I read a text, I delete it so I know that I've done. It's usually something I have to do. When people text me, it's not to say what up. It's like, hey, will you get me tickets? Hey, will you say hi to my grandma? She's a big fan of the Bobby Bone Show. Hi there, can you get me into this concert? Hi there, can you be to work 5 hours early instead of 4 hours early? Those are the texts I get. Like, it's never a good text. It's always a job.
So you delete them.
So when you guys say, hey, we're working today, boom, okay, I'm here.
He says, all right, boys, sounds good. Then I'm out till the new year. Got family in town.
Yeah, it's tough to swing. I got the nephew, the mom and dad, and they don't know the town. I leave them away for 2 hours.
And, you know, they could come in and be on the podcast if they wanted to.
Oh, dude.
Oh, I'd love to. You have your dad in here talking about, like, a bunch of idiots, dude, NBA.
My parents don't come to the big city, much less onto a public radio podcast show that's broadcast all over big cities, all over the world. They don't do that.
Well, so you're staying in town. Eddie, what are you doing for the holidays? You're
driving to Texas, man. We leave Sunday. Saturday?
I don't know. They invented planes.
You realize I don't have I have two kids and a wife, and it's expensive to fly.
Don't
kids
you have a dog?
Fly free.
And a dog.
Kids fly free.
Kids do not fly free.
When
does
that cut
off?
Live
in?
Two.
When they need another seat.
I thought that went for a while.
Like
no,
if I want
2 years old.
Yeah, like if I want to put my 10-year-old on my seat and have him sit in my lap the whole time, still no.
I'm pretty sure my sister was saying even when her son was 4, she was saying he was 2, and he would fly for free.
Maybe he was little for his age.
That can't be true because you have to bring their birth certificate.
Birth certificate.
Yep.
Yeah.
You got to have proof of the age, so yes. I don't know where Ray makes up
stories. He makes up stories.
He makes
all the
up stories. It's not true because the security since 9/11. If your nephew was born after 9/11, I'm not gonna buy that.
He
story.
Also said too, if you have kids, the government pays you like thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars.
That's true. Still looking into Eddie, that. Safe travels.
Thank you.
I'm headed to Houston, and then I'm gonna sneak into Austin for a couple days to see my family.
Back it up. I thought you weren't going to Austin.
I wasn't.
But hold up. The reason you weren't going to Austin is because you spent all of Thanksgiving in Austin.
Correct.
How did you convince your wife to not do all of Christmas in Houston?
I didn't convince my wife of anything. My wife came to the table and was very nice and very amazing and said, listen, I think we should go to Austin for 2 days.
Wow. So because she knows how much that would suck for you to not spend any of Christmas with your family, even though you spent all of Thanksgiving in Austin.
But her family was in Austin, too, so what's the big deal?
Oh, so you saw them?
Yeah.
All of them? Brother, sister?
No, brother didn't come.
Oof.
Yeah, that's his choice, though. Her mom and dad didn't, her sister. So, anyway, we're going to Houston. We're going to go to Austin. I'm going to take a little recorder, maybe throw up a pod after the football weekend and leading into Week 17.
You can't. No, Ray's not going to do that.
Well, I'm not going to do it with Ray. I'd have to do it by myself or my father-in-law. My brother-in-law wants to get in on it. I don't know. Maybe if you're in Austin, I'm in Austin, we meet up and we in the backseat of the car and we do this microphone thing.
Maybe go to the bar and just do one there.
Yeah, I don't know. But I just want to say thank you guys. I mean, we just started this thing a couple months ago in the middle of 2018. We didn't know where it was going to go. Now we're up to 350 people listening a day, which is amazing. So, yes.
Wait, 315?
350.
50. That's great.
So if you have a friend over the holiday season, you're going to see someone that you haven't seen in a while, hey, say, check out the Sore Losers podcast. Maybe they'll like it. Gift them that. Like, in a present, wrap up the link to our podcast and be like, this is what I got you. You're going to love it. Have a wonderful holiday season. Be safe out there. Safe travels. And really, check us out.
And tell your friends. Remember the big names in sports? Jim Rome, Colin Cowherd, Dan Patrick. Sore Losers podcast. Put us on the Mount Rushmore. Thank you. Peace.
Yeah, thank you for listening. We really appreciate it. I know that We sound stupid at times. Not you, Lunchbox. You're the sports genius. But I know I sound stupid at times. I know Ray sometimes sounds stupid. Thank you for bearing with us. We're learning. We're learning how to do this. I never thought I'd be on a sports podcast, but I love it.
All right, everybody. I love it. We are out of here.
Thank you for listening.
But yeah, check next week. Hopefully there'll be a couple up. I'm not going to do it every day because Christmas, I don't think you want to listen to me. You want to open presents.
And Lunchbox is going to do this all on his own without Ray or me there. So,
whew. Yeah.
Good luck.
All right.
I don't know how you're going to get it up on the internet, but
Elvis Encina, we talked about some UFC today. Tell us what you think. Yeah, he said you guys should talk more UFC. Eddie thinks it's fake. So
No. Go, bud. I said, right, what if? What if they came out
we
and said
out
it
of
was?
Here. Have a great day.
Thank you so much. Merry Christmas, everyone, and a Happy New Year.